For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Early detection and treatment is the best path to reducing the severity of autism in children. The opening of the new MSU College of Human Medicine Research Facility in Grand Rapids this week will include an expansion of efforts to find markers that could result in earlier detection. I talked with Dr. Keith English, chairman of the college's Department of Pediatrics and Human Development. He says the Grand Rapids expansion has made it possible to recruit three new developmental neuroscientists who will look for these markers.
This will just be a basic science research facility. However, it will include strong and growing partnerships with our colleagues at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in pediatric neurology and pediatric behavioral health, developmental behavioral pediatrics, child psychiatry, etc. There, we will be collaborating with doctors and researchers there at Helen DeVos as part of a team effort to better understand autism and intervene earlier.
How do we detect autism earlier?
Well, that's a great question, and really it's the most important challenge in autism today. Currently, we really can only make the diagnosis once a child develops these features that fit the diagnosis, and that's frustrating for parents, families, and children and doctors, because by the time that occurs, we're worried that we've missed our best chance to intervene. So to intervene earlier, we have to understand the causes of autism and markers of autism. That might be a blood test. It might be a genetic test. It might be an EEG finding. It might be neuroimaging. So all of these different areas are being studied, and we're getting good insight now into how we identify a child before they develop the features of autism so that we can intervene earlier.
How might that intervention manifest itself? What can we do with information, say, prenatal or in the first year or two of life?
Mainly what we can do today is use the same behavioral interventions that we've already found effective in older children. More and more of these interventions are being done in children as young as a year of age, but we have to know which children would benefit in order to do that. In the longer term, the hope is we will actually develop new or targeted treatments for children with autism caused by specific problems, because every child with autism is not the same. It is a spectrum disorder, as everyone knows. There are grades of severity, and even children who appear pretty similar might have a different cause for the autism and might respond to a different treatment. So really our long-term goal is to bring precision medicine to children with autism and to other disorders so that we identify early and we intervene more specifically than we can today.
You've made me wonder about children who will never develop autism and how they might be affected by using some of these interventions. There's no risk in exposing all children to interventions that might prove helpful.
You know, that's a very good question, and I would agree in part, but not completely. The part I would agree with is that some of the things that we know are good for normal brain development, we need to do for every child in America. They need a safe environment. They need good nutrition. And they need good schools. Preschool is very helpful. We know that. But in terms of specific interventions, some of these may even include medications in the future. In those cases, we don't want to give a medication to a child who would not benefit from it because they might be the child to get a rare side effect. So some of the interventions, absolutely, we should do for everybody. Others might actually cause harm if we give it to the wrong child.
Dr. Keith English, thank you.
Thank you very much.
For WKAR News, this is Scott Pohl.